I want to put this out there. I haven't been able to stop looking at the Premier of New South Wales, Mike Baird. I haven't been able to stop looking at him. I haven't been able to turn away. This might be really unhealthy. It might force you to reevaluate your opinion of me as a balanced, well-rounded soul. Of course, if that's a view you currently hold of me, but alas, I have to be honest to say it's time to fess up. For the last 2 days, I've suspected New South Wales Premier Mike Baird has, and it's only based on some vision a listener has alerted me to, I suspected that the New South Wales Premier Mike Baird has had a touch-up. It is my honest belief that he has had a tint on his Uncle Fred, i.e. his head. Now, I need to tell you that with the help of my friend Beau Mitchum, our state political reporter, we have determined by undertaking a frame-by-frame analysis of public appearances that rather than a tint on the Uncle Fred, he might have OD'd on product. Now, I have to say, Premier, there's nothing wrong with a little tint, except, of course, when you're the Premier. We won't cop that. Now, this isn't today's biggest story, but I have to say, in the interest of balanced reporting, Mike Baird, New South Wales Premier, you are on notice. We're watching you now. We're looking at your head. Be careful, Premier. We'll cop the gel, but not the colour. Isn't that right, Beau?
That's right, Luke. It could have been a change in product as well.
Oh, hang on. Now, I hadn't thought of this. Are you... Oh, hang on, is he using a tinted gel?
Potentially, or maybe he switched from a hairspray to a gel. There's lots of options.
Now, you'll be seeing the Premier sometime this morning when he talks about the amalgamation of councils, and you might be tempted momentarily to think that's more important than this. Let me tell you, my friend, it is not.
Are you sure?
We have to get to the bottom of this, because when you look at the Premier Mike Baird, particularly when he spoke so eloquently at the Martin Place commemoration the other night at Martin Place, when you look at his hair, there is something, well, I'm going to say it, Bo, there's something kind of metro about it.
Well, he's always styled it well. He's a very stylish man, our Premier.
He is stylish. He's done something to his head, I feel sure. And look, as you know, because we discussed this in depth earlier today, I've actually thought, I'm in straight for colour. You've convinced me that it could be product. You've now had me think about the idea that it might be tinted product. But the question I put to you, Beau Mitchum, state political reporter from Macquarie Media, the question I put to you, my friend, is, have you got the bottle to ask the Premier?
Well, I don't think today will be the day. There are some...
Oh, you haven't got the bottle, Beau Mitchum.
If he pops around, I'll certainly put it to him. But
just slip him a note. Are you touching yourself up on top with a bit of colour? Or is it just product? Or is the product changed? What's happened to him?
I don't know, but Mike, if you're listening, I believe your hair is still natural. I'm not a Luke side.
Oh, gee, you're great. I'm glad we're not at war, eh? See you, mate.
Jump ship.
Yes, didn't take you long. You were with me all morning and we've got you on air and you're just giving it to me. Mate, we'll see what you have to offer. We'll be watching the email and waiting for your phone call. And if there's something today, we'll cop it. But maybe it'll extend till next week. But please be brave and ask him.
I'll do what I can.
Thank you. See you, bye.
Thanks, Luke.
Bye-bye. Bye. I had to look at the TV twice when I saw him, I have to say. I just, what the hell's happened there? But it might just be that he went over the top with the product on that occasion. Might be nothing to it. It's a Ray Hadley Morning Show with Luke Grant. It's coming up to 28 to 11. That's in New South Wales, Victoria and the ACT. And it's 28 to 10 in Queensland. Premier, good morning.
Luke, good morning to you.
Are you well?
Oh, look, I couldn't be better, Luke. And as you know, we listen to 2GB 24 hours a day in here. And I heard your concern, and I have to admit that when it was raised, apparently people in my office saying, yeah, people have been commenting. So
Can I just say this before you give me an explanation? You look, and I hope, I know you're comfortable with this coming from me, but you look, you just look sensational. I have to say that. One man to another. You, Premier, you just, I can't look away from you.
Well, Luke, that's extremely and utterly inappropriate. So. I can't put any other words around that. But look, thank you for taking interest in the hair. I know that there are many issues of great importance, and that seems to be right up there. But look, I just want to assure you that nothing has changed. I wouldn't be allowed back in my house if it did.
Oh, and, you'd get pressure at home, would you? Oh, okay, not
well,
just
I think,
us.
Well, I'd probably be more my mate. I don't think I'd ever be able to hang out with my mate again. So the difference or the issue is I haven't had time for a haircut. It's been a busy end of the year, so I know that's going to be of interest to everyone.
Yes,
but I will make sure I get my haircut so we can stop. We can certainly make Bo Mitchum's life easier because I know he's stressed about it. So we want him to relax and have a happy Christmas.
Don't worry. No, he had your back. He was very off air. He was very willing to get behind me earlier in the morning and say, oh, no, let's do this. The minute I put him on air, he went to water and said, oh, no, the Premier wouldn't do that. No, he was never in any doubt whose side he was going to take. Anyway, you're doing a brilliant job, and I'm glad you always have a bit of fun, and that speaks volume of not just you as a politician but as a human being. All the best for Christmas, Premier.
Good on you, Luke. You too. Have a great Christmas in your family and to all your listeners.
Thanks so much. That's New
South. All right, mate.
Good on you. Ththank you. That's New South Wales Premier Mike Baird. Well, that's brilliant. No wonder he's it's Mike Baird first, and then there's like you look down the straight and there's nothing else there. You know someone is going to come around that corner eventually, but he's just very engaging, isn't he?